Fergus Whalers. The Whalers had a big weekend with two wins, including a shutout at home. The team started with a 4-3 win in Walkerton over the Capitals on Friday and then went on to win 5-0 on home ice against the Goderich Flyers on Sunday. Fergus is third in the PJHL's North Pollock division with 25 wins, 7 losses, 3 overtime losses and 1 shootout loss. The Whalers play 3 times this week, first on Tuesday at the Jefferson Allura Community Center against the Wingham Ironmen, Friday in Kincardine against the Bulldogs and then at home for a matchup against the Mount Forest Patriots. Mount Forest Patriots. Mount Forest had a rough start to the weekend but turned it around later on. The Patriots were shut out on Friday 3-0 by the Hanover Barons but went on to win in a shootout against the Mitchell Hawks on Saturday, finishing the match 3-2. The team is second in the PJHL's North Pollock division with 29 wins, 7 losses and 3 overtime losses. Mount Forest is on the road this weekend, first in Walkerton on Friday and then in Fergus Sunday. Erin Outlaws. The Outlaws won its last game of the regular season. The team came out on top over the Minto 81s 3-1 on home ice Sunday. Erin has secured the 8th seed in the Ole playoffs and will face the first place Ripley Wolves in a best-of-7 series. The playoff games have not yet been scheduled. Minto 81s. It wasn't all losses for Minto, who won 5-4 over the Creemore Coyotes on Saturday. Minto is 3rd seed in the Ole playoffs and will face Creemore in a best-of-7 series. The playoff games have not yet been scheduled. Allura Rocks. Allura did not play over the weekend but will be taking on the Strathroy Jets in an away game on Friday. The team is second in the WOSHL division with 15 wins and 8 losses.